iPhones are a source of comfort for many during these turbulent times, and it's no secret that many teenagers are spending hours a day scrolling through social media. Apps like Instagram and TikTok might provide entertainment and relieve some boredom, but it also might be doing more harm than good to students' mental health and body image, as students feel more inclined to compare themselves to other people's photos.
Before we even get social media involved, we have to understand that, like, we're social creatures to begin with.
I asked Michael Berner, a school counselor at the University of Chicago Laboratory Schools, of the psychological reasons why people, specifically teenagers, feel the need to compare themselves on social media.
Particularly during, you know, adolescence, and, you know, really starting about sometime in middle school, the importance of what other people think of us, right? And maintaining our group, our social group, whatever that has to be, becomes super, super, super important.
So people are obviously kind of comparing themselves on social media. So can you, I know there's not a clear-cut reason, but can you kind of explain, like, the psychological reasons kind of why we do that and stuff like that, how it's changed over the past few years?
It's a lot about safety. Like, we need to feel safe when we engage with folks. And, right. And one of the ways, you know, this is part of what some sort of anthropologists are even studying, right? Is like, what are the ways that we signal to each other that we're safe? Mm-hmm. And part of that is brand name, right? Like, oh, I like Nikes, you like Nikes. Like, we're part of the same group, right? Part of it can be religion. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm Catholic, you're Catholic. Like, right. You know. Right? Like, there's all these sort of shorthands for saying, like, this is our community. And I think that gets amped up on social media. It's really feeding into that need of, like, okay, I need to be able to determine whether or not the folks in my community or the folks around me are safe. And so we communicate and send these messages back and forth. And that's how we know sort of where to be.
Do you think it's like different with teenagers or more amplified?
Teenagers, it's in particular, and that's because, like, the adolescent years, right? Adolescence is the stage in life when kids go from being kids to being adults. So during adolescence, we're learning more about independence. We're learning more about autonomy and how to manage that. And so it's the stage in life when we begin to push away a little bit from the adults and trying to, because connection is still super important, I'm trying to gather with my peers.
What are the kind of psychological effects of a prolonged lack of self-esteem?
Yeah, I mean, it's exposure, you know, when we have certain feelings, right? When we're stressed or anxious or overwhelmed or worried, chemicals are being released in the body. Mm-hmm. But the challenge with social media is that, like, oh, if something is triggering and then we get another post about it and another post about it and another post about it, the body is, like, sort of constantly on high alert and being exposed to sort of toxic levels of stress, essentially.
Right.
That can have sort of impact and some long-term impact. And what we've seen, you know, anecdotally, what I've seen over the last 10, 15 years, and what some of the research is telling us is that anxiety rates are increasing in this country, especially for young people. Depression rates are increasing in this country, especially for young people. And while we haven't proven necessarily yet a cause and effect relationship, my hunch is that part of, like, what's been one of the big changes in the last 10, 15, 20 years is the inventions of this technology and being sort of consistently exposed to it. So I do believe that that's a contributing factor, even though we haven't proven causality yet.
Well, the negative side effects of social media seem daunting at best. Some teenagers have found ways to boost positivity on social media and try not to compare themselves or let others' posts negatively influence their own mental health. I asked Jane Crowthamel, a senior at U-High, about how she navigates Instagram and how she is able to maintain her self-esteem on the platform as well as boost up others.
In terms of, like, body awareness, I keep in mind that, like, I don't want to say must pictures are staged, but people, like, post pictures where they know they're not going to look embarrassing to the general public of like 1,000 people or so. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to keep in mind what people post isn't necessarily the everyday representation, and you shouldn't necessarily reflect that upon yourself, because people post what they want other people to see. The more the photos that they feel more like self-conscious and stuff, they're not going to want to post those to their public accounts. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I feel like it's important. Like, it's important to keep that in mind, and I generally keep that in mind.
So, like, you often post, like, mental health reminders on your story. So, can you talk about that and, like, why you do that and what effect you think it has?
Just for me, I just kind of want to spread a little positivity here and there to other people and let people know that, like, I guess, personally, like, I'm there for them if they want to talk. Because personally, I feel like I could use a little boost. We could all use a little boost of positivity in our day end. Mm-hmm. If I'm the one who is going to give them that boost of positivity just by scrolling through Instagram and they see it and they just feel a little bit better, then I'm totally happy with that.
How do you think we can help combat the negative self-esteem stemming from social media?
I mean, I think, like I was talking about earlier, I think the first, like, part is to know that, like, unless you're on someone's, like, private account or whatever, unless you, like, follow, like, a close friend in the private account or whatever, know that what people are going to post is going to be them at their best, because they don't want to necessarily share them at their worst.
Yeah.
To like 1,000 people or so. Just keep that in mind for yourself. Like, know that, oh, just because someone posts this doesn't mean their life is picture perfect. It means they're having a good moment now. And just, I guess, use it to lift up, just use it to lift each other up. Like, if someone feels good, lift them up. If you feel good, post something, and hopefully people will reciprocate that to you and lift you up. In my opinion, it's very easy to use social media to lift other people up. We just have to take the initiative and do that.
While social media negativity is still very much prevalent among today's youth, teenagers like Jane try to use the platforms to boost and encourage one another. While not everyone uses social media in this way, students like Jane remind us that being on apps like Instagram doesn't just have to be about comparisons and likes. This is Noah Applebaum reporting for the U High Midway, signing off.